Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, September 23rd, 2023. Today he is asking us to remind ourselves frequently of the only reality, love. Hold powerfully to your faith. Humanity is awakening, and there are many signs of this all over the world. The chaos and confusion, the conflict, pain and suffering with which practically all the media is constantly presenting you, while intending to draw your attention away from reality, is quite successfully undermining your ability to be aware of it, as they do their best to promote fear and anger. Do not be misled, misinformed, or misguided by those traumatized ones, who are also, of course, like all of you, divine children of God, who are paid to distract you from the wonder of your beingness, your deep inner knowing that you are, always have been, and always will be, beings of love, eternally at one with God, in a constant and utterly uplifting state of joy. You know that only God, love, is real, so keep bringing that knowing back into your awareness as you live your daily lives. Doing this massively assists the human collective as it moves most positively forwards in the awakening process. Your awakening is divinely assured and therefore totally unavoidable. Delight in this knowing. Deep within each one of you it is always present, and keep reminding yourselves throughout your day that you are eternally and therefore in every moment of your eternal existence inseparably at one with Mother, Father, God. Love. Doing this strengthens your faith and trust in God's eternal love for you and enormously assists you in maintaining and delivering on your intent to be only loving whatever arises. You are never alone. You are always lovingly sustained and taken care of by your support team in the non-physical realms. Relax into full and complete acceptance of the love of God which envelops you in every moment, even though you may well experience yourselves as being unaware of it. Unawareness is a major aspect of the illusory or dream state of separation that humanity chose to engage with so many eons ago. Its dissolution is imminent. As you wait expectantly for this wondrous moment to transpire, know that the love that is Mother, Father, God is flowing to you and through you at all times to assist you and all those with whom you interact in any way at all. The power and effectiveness of what you are doing by just being is way beyond your ability to envision. Just know that in every moment you are doing the will of God. You chose to be in human form at this moment in the awakening process precisely because you most lovingly wanted to assist in the awakening process, and you are succeeding brilliantly. And of course it is God's will that you do so, because your choice to enter into form at this time was and is fully assented to by her, and she loves you and honors you dearly for that courageous free will choice you made. As I have often made clear to you, your awakening into awareness of your true nature, your awakening from the illusory dream into reality, is the divine will for you and also your own. When you chose to engage with the unreal state of separation from your holy source, you did not intend to remain there eternally unaware of its unreality and thus endlessly suffering the terror of the separation experience. Part of the unreal state that you experience as humans in form is the seeming intense reality of it. It seems so real because on entering it you also established within yourselves a state of amnesia in order to make that unreal state appear to be the only state possible, to hide reality from you by locking you into the very limited state of conscious awareness that your human bodies could sense and interpret. That is, you believe your bodies are who you truly are, And when they die, that is obviously the end of you, because it seems that your bodily senses are the living being with which you identify. And yet you are the Christ, the Holy Child of God, forever at one with him, eternally in his divine presence, even while remaining almost totally unaware of the possibility of this truth. However, deep within yourselves, the knowing of your true nature remains, and when you spend quiet time alone, free from the almost endless chatter of thoughts apparently running endlessly through your minds, you will receive nudges and intuitive feelings that bring to your attention, even if only very briefly, a sense that there must be much more to life than your brief span of sentience as a human in form suggests. You are each a dearly beloved child of God, who in her wisdom provided you, at the moment of your choice to experience separation, with the deep inner knowing or awareness of your true nature. It lies within you, as does the knowledge of the mother's longing for you to awaken to her endless love for you, waiting for you to allow yourselves the freedom to become aware of it and then ask for help to know yourselves once again as you truly are. The illusory or dream state is utterly unreal and cannot last. It is your intent and nothing more that enables it to seemingly encase you in a state of extremely limited consciousness with but a tiny sense of awareness that you are possibly much more than you believe yourselves to be. Once you allow yourselves to enter that sense of awareness and acknowledge its presence within you, it becomes impossible for you to return to a state of unknowing. You have finally started your conscious journey home to full and complete awareness of your divine nature, and your cognizance of this awareness can never be forgotten. All of you reading or listening to this have already passed well beyond this initial stage of your awakening process, and just being will bring you to that most glorious moment, while you will also most beautifully assist others with whom you interact in even the slightest manner to awaken along with you. You are all doing prodigious divine work that no one else can do instead of you. Hold powerfully to your faith and trust that God accompanies you in every moment, as he most certainly does. Your loving brother, Jesus.